I keep noticing things about the circle, like people have in readings that don't have circles. You know, you might have seen people sort of shout out to someone in the audience, and then there's like a geography that gets generated, but it's very visible when people do it here. So I encourage you to just shout out someone you don't know, and just have that happen. I think it's time. Does anybody else want to do an open mic? It might be time for our traveling visitors. I think we're going to start with Greg and then Sherazad close this out. Greg Fenn is a librarian, technologist, and poet living in Seattle, Washington. Greg grew up in southern Maine, lived in Rhode Island, lived in Philadelphia, and has most recently lived on two different occasions in Cambodia as an information management specialist. That's very evil. Fenn enjoys hunting for poisonous, non-hallucinogenic mushrooms. That's not as evil. Practicing lean t-shirt design, evil again. And a vociferous appetite for white chocolate Reese's peanut butter cups. What? Neutral.
It's true.
His adventures can usually be found described at gregfenn.com. You don't need to, that's not a good part of the file. Greg Fenn, everybody.
Thank you. Okay, so this is called Draft 1, and it's a draft more about process than the actual content, than the actual stuff, the words on the page. So it's kind of the inverse of form being an extension of content. In this case, content is an extension of form. I wrote all these in single sittings, actually, at a library in, does anybody know where Kirkland, Washington is? Yeah, some of you do. It's next to Redmond and Woodinville on the east side of the greater Seattle area across Lake Washington from Seattle. So in the bowels of the library, I was writing these things. Footnote. In 2013, I had a blood clot, which is where the blood references come from. And that's a really scary experience. And the person who I refer to as Roma is in this room. You can guess who that might be. And that's really it. So this will hopefully not be 10 minutes, but it's a similar kind of thing, a little bit longer. Beneath the drops of honey and the SD cards and paperclip labyrinths, the twists and trysts of the shadow's ruse, beneath the spread of a candle cut open with a knife, within the image of the carving, the artistry of it, and the dishes filled with milk, and the mesh wire, jet black containers holding scissors and pens, and the nubs of pencils you never knew sitting in the beyond are virile to a point. Beyond the T, that's a Pusha T reference, I was seeing him that week. Beyond the subtle escape, expanse of the living, waking, understanding, nodding, humming gluttonies of the bodies before ye. Sit in the safety, tumbler of vitriol markets filled with whispers. Trounce upon the metal latch like a hammer crescendoing the builder's last gape of command. Spindles of tape, someone's window left open to a new app highlighting yellow infancies. Memos burned through pixel rot. A book of Rilke and then an anthology. Dusty anthology of expressionism, sans Rilke. Grins of the PVC, chagrin of the PVP, POC call to arms submitted to my archive. Jets overhead, the rush of blood within the HVAC system, a safe stack of documents, a lack of certain exquisite degrees of preservation. Prancing, pouncing, within an idea of a dancer upon the counter, there is the guts disgusting wretch. Which phalanx in broadly cast mink? Which touchscreen grease-stained dulling colors and muting whispers? Gasps hardly dramatic, shifty pocket positions, the layers of fabric discounted and remembered, long obsidian sets, the stones don't tell lies, the cars are speeding by and the bills are stacking up the debts. Thrombosis, a retiring hematologist, a hypnotist or a murderer or an undertaker, and the ruse is rouge from the dyed cheeks of the dying impoverished one beneath a coat of cartographic zeros. Sway on the right side of the road, muse on the leftist tourniquet bombing run, synthesizer renditions of classic inequalities, of uphill battles in 2D, in a perfectly belittling and impossible harmony. Type those dreams, tap those keyless keys, buttons without texture. Immerse beyond screen like we are within pool, like we cannot drown, like we touch and taste and breathe in deep. Bone marrow, sexual identity, innuendo long forgotten, drapes equivalent to dresses, egalitarian faux chat, equitable search for knowledge, the banshee of glitter, the gargantuan backflip of the news, content creators, conceptualist understandings lacked by the marvelous marveling. The naked and the dead and the afraid and the alone, all coming together in pop hits polished for production lines. Synchronicity of rhythm and harmony, tunes for platforms, messages for masses, programmed in through hammer and nail, soft rain, ringing rain, rings on fingers, digital digits. Robin Kelly is a UCLA professor. He's a pretty awesome feminist. Robin Kelly's call to attention, Slack messages, and the forever updating Flavicon. Raving, rattling, rancid, the grr in R sits like a lone meatball screaming, dimensions and dementia on my bone-bleached white china plate. Trickle, claw, the inability to spread out my hands and the circumventing process for an ordered normal of posture. Ridicule Romulus, the idea of empires not only as algorithms and not only as created by creator, but also as save, load, delete, as finite, as malleable by all, because we cannot escape just as the individual empire cannot escape us. Adjusting of difficulty, readjusting the various components that make up the settings, redesigning the menu, video qualities, manic sliders, shading, contrasts, textures, anti-aliasing. How many X's does it take to require to understand the topic? Sit for the quake, sift for the quack, a little ladder made of differently textured rungs, rubber, wood, steel, rope, plastic, taking the take out of take your pick, choosing the hairstyle when all the gray invades, when all color flees, lapse in understanding of perceptual personalization, SD cards tasty when honey is sucked out of the circuit's core. What is not tasty, though? Even plastic is tasty. Even fingernails and toenails are tasty. Mesh of cup of metal insert into mouth, tasty. Forest of paperclips, tasty. Mosaic of shattered coffee mug on concrete public sidewalk, tasty. Write notes on flavor, contrast. Enjoy the malice of the environment, the insanity of the world around you. Paisley riots. What of velvet? What of cheese that forces itself out of you? We have remote flavors. We offshore our laborious instincts to the hearts of the jungle. We accept that an internet of things can be and has been applied to a rainforest or deep jungle of billions of plants. Using various new technologies, we have branded everything in existence. We await the signal. We await the cohesion that only existed in previous mystery. That shadowy ruse, that which we await for, we had to begin with. That shadowy ruse. will force us to murder each other or start over? What will provide the greater cause for extraction and for distraction? What will keep us in a blinding light before we realize the darkness of our penumbra and we completely lose it? And finally, dreams of a flurry of animals, post-fix, post-fixative, the curiosity that landed us into a dialogue of anonymous monsters, taking identity theft to the next level. Trample on, consumer. I dream of all the animals in the world, but in an Aristotelian fashion, blueprints, early forms, semi-permanence, that which can be expected, predictable, that which is radical but knowable, that which is convenient but utterly overwhelming, the moment before the magnitude of the gods, a Lovecraftian farce, a movement of force that is beyond puny understanding, before transistor, before the rotating or pulsing memories, the hard drive smaller than your fingernail, to be smaller than your pet rat's fingernail, the long tail of the rat, the ingesting and swallowing of those chips, edible electronics that physically multiply using biological cellular technologies to reproduce into true organisms within your organs, and then your blood, like the fat within the cereal that you do not see. Eventually one, eventually a singular identification, a 20th life, if not only the second. The degrees keep shifting, keep changing, an element of poet's blood in you. It's been analyzed, it's been assessed, marked, recorded. Future systems anticipate your current existence. Time travel's already happening, it's all looking at us. The dancing Roma, the dancing gypsy, doesn't even exist. The blueprint of it was created in the future to hypnotize you, to be your undertaker. She's given you, as a gift, this Andalusian, this Roma suckle of honey, and it's like an SD card. Draft one. Thank you.